The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 154, interview with Adam Crack.
Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Wouldn't it be amazing to walk among the rolling green hills of Ireland? Picture the texture of standing stones, the sounds of Irish fiddle, and the wet taste of Guinness on your lips, and you're now beginning to understand the magic of the Celtic invasion of Ireland. Join Mark Gunn, the Celt father, as we visit Dublin, Sligo, and Donegal this June 13th through 20th, 2011. You can find out all the details at CelticInvasion.com. The Renaissance Festival Podcast. Welcome. My name is Mark Gunn.
And my name is Matt Letter.
And that was the Wicked Tinkers with the Duncan Johnstone set from their CD, Hammered.
Yes, it was.
And how are you doing today, Matt?
I'm doing fantastic today. How about yourself?
Doing great. Let's kick into some music. How about it?
Okay, sounds good. Next up, we're going to play The Mist-Covered Mountains by Henry Martin from On the Salt Sea.
Long have I sailed on the white open sea, work in the water to bring home a fee. But the winds are a-changing, and soon shall I see the mist-covered mountains of foam and foro. Soon shall I see them, oh hero, see them, oh see them, oh, 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 oh. Soon shall I see them, the mist-covered mountains of home. Hail to the mountains with their summits of blue, to the winds and their valleys of sunshine and dew, to the women and the men, ever constant and true, ever ready to welcome you home. And ho-ro, soon shall I see them, oh hey-ro, see them, oh ho-ro, soon shall I see them, the mist-covered mountains of home. I shall gaze on the mountains again, on the birds and the fields and the birds in the glen, and away among the cottages beyond human ken, in the haunts of the deer I shall roam. And ho-ro, soon shall I see them, oh hey-ro, see them, oh ho-ro, soon will I see them, the mist-covered mountains of home. Here I shall visit the place of my birth, and they'll give me a welcome, the warmest on earth, ever loving and kind, full of music and mirth, in the sweet sounding language of home. An Jorge, he mina morbina Jorge, he mina corbina Jorge, he mina corican, he minos corin for ya. That means, ho-ro, soon shall I see them, oh hey-ro, see them, oh ho-ro, soon will I see them, the mist-covered mountains, the mist-covered mountains, the mist-covered mountains of home.
In Dublin's fair city, where girls are so pretty, I first put my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. She wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. A fishmonger, it was no wonder her mother and father were fishmongers too. She pushed her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive. Alive, oh, alive.
space water. He has a lovely daughter, and the hairs of her tiki dye will hang down to her knees. If she were my daughter, I'd have them cut much shorter, and the hairs of her tiki dye will hang down to her knees. I felt it, it's just like a patch of velvet, and the hairs of her tiki dye will hang down to her knees. I know, cause I've seen them, I've been up and in between them, and the hairs of her tiki dye will hang down to her knees. Father's an Italian with balls like a bloody stallion, and the hairs of her dicky dye hang down to her knees. It takes a Welsh miner to find a vagina, and the hairs of her dicky dye hang down to her knees. I stroke them, I poke them, I've even rolled them up and smoked them, and the hairs of her dicky dye hang down to her knees. You have to be ready to roll them up just like spaghetti, and the hairs of her dicky dye hang down to her knees. There's a red one, there's a cherry one, there's a one with a dingleberry on, and the hairs of her dicky dye hang down to her knees. There's a black one, there's a white one, there's one with a bit of shite on, and the hairs of her dicky dye hang down to her knees. There's a red one, there's a cherry one, there's a one with a dingleberry on, and the hairs of her dicky dye hang down to her knees. There's a black one, there's a white one, there's one with a bit of shite on, and the hairs of her dicky dye hang down to her knees, and the hairs of her dicky dye hang down to her knees.
The Diamond is a ship me boy for the David Strait she's bound. The K is all a garnished with lassies all around. Captain Thompson gives the order to sail the ocean high. For the sun it never sets me lads, while the darkness dims the sky. And it's cheer up me lads, your hearts never fail. For the money ship the Diamond goes a fishing for the whale. At Peterhead of lassies all around, for the shoals up all about the man, the salt tears running down. Don't cry for me, my bonny lass, although you'll be left behind. A rose would grow on Greenland's ice before we change our mind. And it's cheer up me lads, your hearts never fail. For the bonny ship the Diamond goes a fishing for the whale. Here's the health to the Resolution, likewise the Eliza Swan. Here's the health to the Battler, Ormond Ross, and the Diamond Ship of Fame. We wear our trousers of the white, likewise the jackets blue. And when we return to Peterhead, we'll be sweethearts with you. And it's cheer up me lads, me heart never fail. For the bonny ship the Diamond goes a fishing for the whale. It'll be bright, but then I, when the green light coming home, with our ship of all of oil and the money to our name. Here's the health unto the Diamond Bright, the skipper and the crew. Here's the health to everybody, lass, with a heart so true. And it's cheer up me, lads, your hearts never fail. For the bonny ship, the Diamond goes a-fishing for the whale. And it's cheer up me, lads, your hearts never fail. For the bonny ship, the Diamond goes loads of fishing for the whale.
And that was Diane Lynn, the Bard O'Neill, with Bonnie Ship the Diamond from her CD, Tales of the Trickster.
And before that one, Axel the Sot with The Hairs of Her Dickie Dido from Bottled Up.
And before that, topping it off, was Moore of Dundee with Molly Malone, Cockles and Muscles from her same titled CD. I think she has a new one, which I have yet to get. I need to contact her and say, I need the CD, because she's got a beautiful voice. And what a great character, too. Did we ever do an interview? We did an interview with her, right?
Yeah, like, it was really good, too.
Yeah, I thought so. I know I have all these interviews that I've done in the past couple of years, and I have yet to get those out, too. Bad me.
Okay, and speaking of interviews, next up is my interview with Adam Crack, the Fire Whip guy. Hey, this is Matt Letter with the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and I am here with Adam Crack. Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Adam Crack. I crack whips for a living.
Awesome. So how many whips do you have?
Whips I own? I counted them up the other day. Got about 105.
Wow. And they all, you have a lot of different kinds. You had a chainmail one, you had a leather one, you had the
Kevlar fire whip.
What other kinds do you have?
A lot of the whips in my collection are made from kangaroo leather. It's from Australia. Most of the best whips in the world are made in Australia, and I've got a large collection of them.
Very cool. So how long have you been cracking whips?
I've been cracking whips since I was 9 years old. Ever since I saw Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade in 1989.
And it just became a passion from that point on?
Yes. It's been kind of off and on. I had a few hobbies here and there. I learned to play blues harmonica for a period of time. And then definitely towards the end of my college career, so I have a double major in math and physics, towards the end of the career I got more into whips and decided at the end of my schooling to make a career out of it.
Forget physics. We can do Renaissance festivals.
Yes. Would you rather be outdoors in front of a huge crowd of people or in a lab trying to figure out what an atom is doing? So I went with a crowd of people. You can always go back to the lab later.
Absolutely. Do you ever feel the need to kind of bring out the physics in one of these shows? You want to demonstrate that you can actually...
That I actually know something about physics? Well, I do. I have different material written. Like, I mean, some people ask, why does a whip crack? Well, it has to do with the conservation of kinetic energy, where kinetic energy is equal to 1/2 the mass times the velocity squared. It has to do with the conservation of angular momentum, wave propagation through strings, where the velocity is directly proportional to the square root of the tension divided by the linear mass density, and all that stuff. I'm not trying to confuse anyone. I just like to be as smart as a whip. Rim shot there.
Yeah. So how many times do you think you've hit yourself in the head with these practicing?
Probably thousands. Just the important thing is to not start liking it.
Fair enough. So what is it about the whip that makes it completely different from any of these other performers out here?
It's loud. I mean, the energy of the crack is exciting. And also my skill level is pretty high. So that makes it, to have something that's already loud and exciting, and then to have a really high skill level and be able to do it really fast helps. Well, yes, there are many different ways to get a whip to crack.
Yeah.
And you can crack a whip in just one hand, or you can crack a whip in two hands. And as you would have heard at the end of my show, you can get a rhythm going with two whips. So it's just a matter of working out what's possible.
All right, cool. So where can people find you around the year?
During the year, I start out the year at the Arizona Renaissance Festival. Then after that, I'll be at the Scarborough Renaissance Festival. That's just south of Dallas in Texas. Then I'll come here to Bristol. And then after that, later this year, I'll be at the Texas Renaissance Festival for all 8 weekends.
And you have a website?
Yes. Firewhipguy.com. So you can find Adam Crack at firewhipguy.com.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, that was a great performance out there. So thank you so much.
Thanks.
I'm Kyan Chris Conroy.
And I'm Leonard Vizelsniks, and we're here to tell you about the Technical Difficulties Podcast.
That's right, Leonard. Do you remember those thrilling days of yesteryear? The Depression was in full swing, FDR was president, and we were ankle deep in the last guilt-free war we'll ever fight.
That's right. Big Band was the music of the era. You could see a movie with a trolley in it for 5 cents and hop on Betty Davis for a dime.
And of course... You read that wrong.
It's what it says in the script.
Give me that.
Chosen to hop on Betty Davis for a dime.
See, I told you.
My mistake.
No problem.
And of course, the crowned king of entertainment was the radio.
The radio!
All the greats were there. Jack Benny, Burns and Allen.
The Shadow, the Whistler.
Red Rider and the Lone Ranger.
And of course, Bob and Ray.
Well, those days are gone forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. So, since that part of your schedule is kind of freed up now, we thought maybe you'd like to listen to our show.
It's called Technical Difficulties. It's a scripted sketch comedy podcast.
Produced weekly, there is over 75 episodes.
With an archive of over 30 hours of original comedy content.
And featuring a cast of over 300 characters, all voiced by one guy.
That would be me, Kyan Chris Conroy. I write, produce, direct, and perform the entire ding-dang thing all by myself.
Well, you do have occasional guests.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I mean, not very often.
Okie dokie, well, if you'd like to hear Technical Difficulties, here's how?
Well, yes, Leonard.
To do the announcer voice.
Huh? Oh, right. If you'd like to listen to the Technical Difficulties podcast, then head on over to techdiff.com, TEKDIFF.com, to pick up the RSS feed, or go over to iTunes, where you can subscribe there under comedy.
That's right. It's spelled technical, TEKNIKAL.
We spelled it funny, because who wants an audience to be able to find you easily?
Yes, we were being clever.
Yeah.
Certainly outsmarted ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So, remember, that's Technical Difficulties at TechDiff.com for all your comedy needs. Go on over there and give it a listen. Come on, Hitler's dead. You've got the time.
That's TechDiff.com, TEKDIFF. Hope to see you there. Hokey dokey. Bye.
I'd jump on Betty Davis for a dime.
You and me both, Buster.
That'd be, like, what, 20 cents or something? That's Technical Difficulties, TEKNIKALDIFFIKULTIES, TechDiff.com.
And now to get some news, we are going to head down into the dungeon to hear from Tony Artem.
It's time once again for the Renaissance Festival podcast news, brought to you by a wench. If your ale is getting low or your music is really slow, call a wench. Now you can sponsor us. Click on the sponsor link. You can support the show with a one-time donation or become a patron of the podcast for $10 annually, or a Renaissance Festival minion for $2.50 a month. If you enjoy the show, please show your support by sponsoring us. Of course, if you have a business, you can sponsor the show too. Visit the website for more details. The Harper and the Minstrel has just released a new CD. We will soon be playing some of the tracks on an upcoming podcast. At the Movies, Your Highness, A Comic Portrayal of Renaissance Life will be coming to the theaters in the spring. A Pennsylvania couple adds a new chapter to their life of romance. They have decided to build their own castle. This 2,134 square meter house is about as medieval as you can get in modern times. They have a drawbridge, dirt roads, slit windows, and many more things. We are currently looking for a graphic designer to design the Renaissance Festival Award banners. The submissions need to be in before the 20th of January. You can either post them on the Facebook page or email us to us. The winning banner will get their artwork design as a cover art, also a Facebook profile, and will also be sent out to all of the winners of the awards. We are going to have a very special award category this year at the Renaissance Festival Awards. Most ineligible winner. Find out who that is. Ideas for next year's Renaissance Festival Awards are now being taken over on Facebook. If you have an idea, let us know. If you have any ideas for upcoming shows, let us know. Email us or place it on Facebook. Seeking a Soulmate, individual seeking fair damsel for a night of romantic tales and adventure around the fire. Fair damsel needs to love adventure please send replies to Lord N. Newcastle. Also on Facebook, be on the lookout for Shakespearean Insults. Yes, we dug up Shakespeare and told him to insult all of you. We also are running questions about Renaissance Festival. So if you are not a fan of us on Facebook, you can find us by searching Renaissance Festival Music and joining in the fun today. If you have news, post it on Facebook or email it to us. And that is the news for this week, reminding you that grains of sand are small compared to grains of boulders.
Next up is the Lost Boys with Made in the Shade from their brand new newest CD, Heroes and Scoundrels.
Take me past thy father's hedge, lead me to the water's edge. Share with me thy secret pledge and bless me with your grace. Lay your blanket in the clem, far beyond the view of men. Close my eyes and count to ten, with God without a trace. She speaks but never makes a sound. Your basket tumbles for the feast, like love's abundance now increased. Today, tomorrow, none the least, we drink our lives like wine. Deeper orchards breaking bread, a gentle lap to rest my head. Joy resides in sorrow's head. She's my one in a million girl.
His eyes like stars upon the sea, like starfish that he showed to me. His hair as black as the midnight, the night on which we fought that fight. Holding fast that I may have him, fearing that I never will. Longing for the strength to save him, hoping that our love will be. That crash call out his name, falling in love's a dangerous game, when with a pirate who stole a kiss, and yet it all adds up to this. Holding fast that I may have him, fearing that I never will, longing for the strength to save him, hoping that our love will be Silver Sterling. And now I hear he's dead, so I stay where I now stand. Many a tear I've shed on the soil of my new land, and now I hear he's dead. So I stay where I now stand. Many a tear I have shed on the soil of my new land. But wait. Now at last I finally have him, knowing I forever will. Knowing I have strength to save him, I hope that our love will be
I was going over Torquemada Mountains. I saw Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol, then produced my rapier. I said, send and deliver, or the devil he may take ya. I took all of his money, and it was a pretty penny. I took all of his money, and I brought it home to Molly. She swore that she loved me, though never would she leave me. But the devil take that woman, yeah, you know she tricked me easy. Musharena-wa-do-da-wa-da. Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar-o. Being drunk and weary, I went to Molly's chamber, taking my money with me, but I never knew the danger. For about six, maybe seven, in what Captain Farrell, I jumped up, grabbed my pistol, and I shot him with both barrels. Musharena, ma do da ma da. Whack for my daddy, oh, whack for my daddy. Some men like the fishing, some men like the fowling, some men like to hear the cannonball roaring. For me, I like sleeping, especially in my Molly's chamber. But here I am in prison, here I am with a ball and chain, yeah. Musharena, ba-do-da-ba-da. Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar-o. Musharena, ba-do-da-ba-da. Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar-o.
And that was Whiskey in the Jar by The Village Idiots from Epic Win.
Before that, Water Street Bridge with Balkan Washerwoman from their CD Hard Times.
And prior to that one, Pandora Celtica with Silver Sterling from their CD Out of the Box.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, actually, looking at some of these songs. I put together another show, and this one was featuring a lot of newer material, newer music and such, or at least that last set. Those are all new CDs.
It's like you planned it or something.
Yeah, but the newest show that I put together a couple days ago wouldn't feature many of those same bands. we'll make sure that those show notes come out in a couple weeks instead of, you know, back to back, so we don't have them, you know. It seems too predictable, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can't follow it, but yeah, oh, sure.
Don't try to follow my logic. My wife will tell you that right now.
I'm so lost.
People get lost a lot when I talk. I don't know why. We want to thank you for your comments and suggestions. You can email us music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. And thanks to everyone who listens, tells their friends, interacts with us on our various forums. And a very special thanks to those who financially support the podcast with your donations and purchases of music at renaissancefestivalmusic.com. You know, I was sitting here thinking, actually, Matt, that a while back I threw out the idea about doing album reviews for the Renaissance Festival podcast.
Ooh.
And I had a bunch of people who responded and said they were interested, and hopefully they're still interested. If you are interested, please email us, music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. Put in the subject title, CD Reviewers, and I'm going to see what I can do to pull this off. Unfortunately, I also run the Celtic MP3s music magazine, and because of that, I kind of get my organizational skills aren't the best. And so I'm getting lost in my ability to organize these CDs and make sure they get reviewed. And I really want to do CD reviews because, you know, there's some awesome CDs on the Ren Faire circuit.
Yeah.
So
I don't know how good I'd be at that because I tend to like everything. So I don't know if I could weed out the bad ones, but I haven't heard any yet.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of good music out there. So
yeah, exactly. It's so cool. That's why I love this so much is that... Every single song is great.
That's the cool thing about the Renfest podcast, too, because there's a lot of, you know, when we started out, I was sticking with music that fit into Renaissance festivals, and there's a lot of music that just really doesn't fit in the Renaissance. And I'll start with my own music. I play an auto harp. So,
and we've had songs on the podcast with electric guitars and
the Lost Boys earlier. Yes.
Drum sets. Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of parodies out there. But you know, it's fun music and that's what the show is all about. It's all about fun. And this show, I think it's interesting comparing this show to my Celtic podcast, my Irish and Celtic music podcast too, because, they're both different. The Celtic one focuses on a lot of newer bands. And so, but there's a lot of repetition frequently in songs in the Celtic circuit. And there's a lot in the Renaissance Festival circuit too, but it feels like, though there's fewer bands to choose from, it feels like the music, since we changed the format last year, it feels like it's a lot more live. There's a lot more different things coming out on this show, and I love that, so...
Yeah, and if you want to be part of that new live music, you should send us your CD.
That's a great way to do it. There's a submission link on the website, renaissancefestivalmusic.com. I think it's time to finish up. Why don't you read off this last band?
The last band for us today will be The Interpreters with Irish Love Songs from their CD, Be Gentle.
We want to thank you all very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this show, and we're going to be back next week. Yes, this show comes out every Tuesday, or we aim for it to. We're going to try to stay on top.
It will come out every Tuesday.
It will come out on Tuesday. We're going to get back into the routine eventually. So you can help us by emailing us and telling us, we love you. And because, you know, that boosts our ego. And
yes, it does.
So, all right, let's finish with this show. Here's The Interpreters.
Bye, everyone.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, now that we're happy again, I think we should get depressed, yes? Yes. Let's sing an Irish love song.
Okay.
Yes.
If that's an Irish love song.
Oh, yeah.
If that's how you feel about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Irish love song.
I'll go get a knife.
What? What are you talking about?
The Irish love songs, they're, you know, real wrist slashers.
Well, yes, absolutely. That's why we sing them.
So I'll go get a knife.
No, what are you doing? No. Oh, God. No. Wrist slashing?
Uh-huh.
It's figurative.
Oh, why, thank you.
No. Wrist slashing is you use the... No. Oh, look, shiny.
Where? And we're back.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for our next song, we're going to be singing an Irish love song.
Oh. So, that's how you feel.
Oh, God.
I'll go get a knife. And we're back.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's sing a song about roses.
Yay! Yay!
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, Kristen Roger, and Joe Haydu. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends of the great music you found. And we'll see you at the fair. Sláinte.